morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Now it's time for another episode of Who Do You Trust? First question. Who was given the FBI's highest civilian award for rooting out corruption at the Corporation Commission?
Oh, Bob Anthony.
Bob Anthony is correct. Next, which Corporation Commissioner got Oklahomans the largest utility refunds and rate reductions in state history?
Bob Anthony.
Yes. Next, which Corporation Commissioner was honored by a prominent seniors organization for fighting for Oklahoma consumers?
Bob Anthony.
You're right. Next, who saved little Timmy from the quicksand?
Bob Anthony.
No. That would be Lassie. Next question. Who do you trust to be on our side at the Corporation Commission?
Bob Anthony.
Yes. Everybody wins with Bob Anthony on the Corporation Commission. No question about it. Honesty. Integrity. Anthony.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Anthony 2018.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Monday released its latest USDA crop progress report, according to which the U.S. corn crop is 73% doughing, 15 points higher than last year and 17 points better than normal. Corn dented is at 26% better than 15 last year and 13 on the average, with a current crop condition rating of 12% poor to very poor, 26% fair, and 62% good to excellent. That's roughly on par with what's going on this week in the Southern Plains. In Oklahoma, corn dough reached 68%, up 2 points from the previous year and 6 points ahead of normal. Corn dent reached 23%, down 1 point from the previous year. Corn's condition this week rates 7% poor to very poor, 20% fair, and 73% good to excellent. In Kansas, corn condition rated at 7% very poor, 15% poor, 31% fair, 41% good, and 6% excellent. Corn dough was 77%, ahead of 67% both last year and for the five-year average. Dented was 42%, well ahead of 22% last year and 19% the average. Meanwhile, the U.S. soybean crop is rated this week at 96% blooming, marginally above last year's 93% and the five-year average of 92%. Setting pods rates 84% this week, above 77% last year and 72% the average, with a condition rating of 10% poor to very poor, 24% fair, and 66% good to excellent. Remember, you can always take a look at the complete crop progress report by clicking over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Speaking of soybeans, though, on Monday, it was reported that China accepted the 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans as a vessel waiting to dock for 5 weeks reached port and began unloading. The move marks the first shipment of U.S. soybeans to be accepted with a 25% tariff stemming from the U.S.-China trade war. China's state grain stockpiling company accepted the shipment, even as government officials warned over the weekend that China would source products such as soybeans elsewhere. The company will pay the tariff on the 70,000 metric ton shipment, with the tax estimated at $6 million, according to Reuters. The Chinese company claims the ship was delayed by port congestion, though the port has not seen any major backlogs for more than a month. U.S. soybean exports to China in 2017 were worth $12.7 billion, but the trade war between the two nations has sparked concerns over how much U.S. soy China will purchase. Two other ships carrying U.S. soybeans have been anchored along China's coast for a few weeks now, and many expect China to start sourcing more soybeans from Brazil. You got farm news on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the annual Angus production sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.